Hi there, this is Marissa Santoro, founder of In Our Shoes, inrshoes.com, and the Gutsy Leadership System. Welcome to today's podcast episode. Today's episode is a key topic that I often talk about, teach, and is in every single coaching program that we offer here at In Our Shoes, and that's called multiplying your message. Multiplying your message is a classic gutsy one-to-many approach that you want to implement via speaking. And speaking is more than just talking to one person or maybe one to five people if, let's say, you're at a networking event. This is about talking to many. So it's going from a one-to-one to a one-to-many approach. Now, I know that many of you may be working inside organizations, as I once was, and if you don't consider yourself right now as an intrapreneur, then start today. You are very much are an intrapreneur who has value to sell, quote-unquote sell, and secure buy-in from your own clients. Or you might be an entrepreneur where you're running a small business practice or perhaps, ready to pivot into a new brand new career or running a side hustle. So I've done both. I've straddled both the intrapreneur and entrepreneur stages. I was a technology executive. I was an IT executive in Wall Street, worked in that industry for over 21 plus years, and then eventually moved into a new direction, which was training and coaching here at In Our Shoes. So I know what it's like to be on the entrepreneur and the intrapreneur side of the house. And although there are differences, clearly you have a different set of clients, there are key things that you can do right now, regardless of where you are, that work on both sides. And one of those is speaking as a means to multiplying your message. So I'm going to go into some of the why behind that and the benefits. But before I do, as you know or may know, if you're just if you've been following me here or just getting to know me, everything that we teach here at In Our Shoes is focused on who to be and a self-awareness, taking a self-awareness approach of how you want to be perceived first, how relevant you see yourself first before anybody else does. This is an inside-out self-leadership, self-awareness approach to your career, to your life, really. This applies everywhere in your life. We focus mainly on career and business. However, it's really, giving yourself permission to create whatever you want based on how you see yourself and how you are perceived first so that you can create the opportunities and the resources and the necessary connections to people that you need in order to fulfill your own gutsy breakthrough goals. Mindset is a key part of this process. It's a key part of everything that I teach. The doing is really important. I teach a lot of strategies and how-to tactics on really getting ahead, which are important, which are essential. But it's really also the being. It's coupled with that being and having the mindset of putting yourself and projecting yourself in a place where, you may not be yet, but where you've perceived yourself as credible enough and as valuable enough to see yourself in that new space. So mindset is really 99% of your results, and it's something that it must be equally taken responsibility over when you're accelerating in any area of your life. So let's make a gutsy mindset shift here as the professional that you are. There are people out there who can learn from you and that don't know what you know. I'm just going to repeat that again. If you're taking some notes, I want you to write that down. There are people out there who can learn from me that don't know what I know. There are things that I do in my sleep that I'm taking for granted because I do them so well. Gutsy mindset shift before we begin. Don't underestimate the doors that will fly open, even years later, right? From the simple act of being of service and multiplying your message through speaking. Now, a little bit of background on me. When I was working inside corporate America in the financial services industries, I had a full-time job, but I was also doing speaking and being invited to industry conferences, events, meetings, vendor events, you name it. And through those opportunities, I was given multiple job offers. And when those offers or those opportunities came, I acknowledged how I created them. And that's also key to the Gutsy Leadership System here. It's also about, we talked about self-awareness. It's also about acknowledging and celebrating the things that you create versus just checking a box and making that next goal and making that next goal. Now, at the time when I was doing speaking, some of them were large events, some of them were hundreds of people, some of them were small, intimate type of events, which really had my key contacts in the room. But regardless of the size, I recognized that I wasn't trying to be a rock star, and I kept my ego in check. And I think that, especially with women, we struggle with that, wondering if we're, self-promoting a little bit too much, or we're not, really qualified to be behind that microphone or on that panel. But really, if you come from a place of service, you keep your ego in check and recognize that you're leading others with what you know. And if there are people who feel that, they can benefit from what you have to say, then even more so, right? Your job is halfway done. You're not there to sell anything. You're not there to ask for anything. You're just there to give. You just get there to give of your experiences, your stories, your challenges, of anything that, you really can give to an audience. And that really depends on the venue, the platform, big or small. The only thing left really for you to do is to educate your listeners. And I say this all the time. This is about education, not ego, right? We have to really lay down the ego, because the ego is where we want to win or lose, right? Or don't lose. The ego is what sort of keeps us in check on, that competitive path. Whereas when you come from a place of educating and service, you're giving, right? You're not getting, you're giving and not getting. And that in turn comes right back to you, because when we're giving a value, when we're servicing and supporting others, you actually physically strengthen your body. And I've done demonstrations of this in my training, muscle testing, kinesiology exercises that prove when we're giving from a place of service, or when we're harboring strong beliefs about our potential and who we are. I am strong. I am knocking out that interview. I am getting a raise. I am working close to home. When you're saying things to your mind that make you feel good, your body strengthens, versus the self-doubt and the limiting beliefs that you might tell yourself, where your body weakens, and which in turn, dilutes our value when we're in front of audiences or we're doing a presentation or we're in a meeting. So, just coming full circle here, mindset, right? It's not so much what people are saying to you, it's what you're saying to yourself and how you see yourself. So why is multiplying your message so beneficial? Well, number one is it establishes your credibility as an expert. Establishes your credibility as an expert. Again, as the entrepreneur you are, regardless of what field you're in, the specific industry and functional expertise that you have, this is where you're establishing your credibility as an expert. Maximizing your message is also a means to fast-pathing your way for being recognized as a thought leader in your field. So it's fast-pathing your way to being recognized as a thought leader in your field. Now, you might be saying to me, Marissa, I'm not so sure I am a thought leader. And I'm going to turn right back around and say, well, do you have an expertise? Do you consider yourself a professional expert in any area? You see, if you're not coming from a place with a growth mindset, then you might be perfectly satisfied where you are. And so that would feed into this limiting belief that you're not a thought leader. But if you do recognize that you have, an expert function or functions in your industry, in your department, in your company, at whatever level, I've worked with people that say, I'm really, really good at what I do in my company, but I'm not so sure how that would work in another organization or how my skills would apply there. I just know that I'm really good, and I sort of have my own little territory here in my company. The thought leadership track in the Gutsy Leadership System unfolds all of that and recognizing and repackages what you already do to apply it to another organization. You cannot convince me that what you're doing really, really well in a specific role in a specific organization cannot be repurposed and repackaged somewhere else. And if you have that mindset, and I've been there, we've all been there. So this is not coming from a place of criticism or judgment. This is coming from a place of shifting any limiting belief where you don't consider yourself a thought leader or the potential to get up on a stage or talk or present as a thought leader in your field. So I'm all about love, but I'm also all about tough love. I know that you have value. And so, you know, the next logical step for us as professionals, again, intrapreneur or entrepreneur, is to recognize yourself as a thought leader, someone who, you know, really has a pulse on the trends and the things that are going out there, going on in your industry with competitors, with the politics of, around you, all of those things, taking all of those things as inputs and then distilling them for others and removing the noise and getting down to the nitty gritty and the meat and potatoes, if you will, of what anyone, your audience needs to hear and just sort of, and making that really, really simple and all wrapped around your experience, your skills, your stories. So, this also fast paths your way for being recognized as a thought leader. Now, marketing your message also enables you through speaking, allowing you to make contacts with people who will lovingly and gladly provide you with not yet published opportunities. So what does that mean? That means, someone who you may not necessarily know well, will know you very well because they met you on that stage or on that panel or in that intimate dinner. You spoke and they trusted you and that relationship was established. And so once you connect with those people in your audience, big or small, they are happy to connect and let you know of things that have not yet been published. I remember when I was doing talks for vendors, for instance, I was meeting my counterparts at these events, people who did what I did, only in other companies and other countries, and we connected and they learned about me. I didn't learn about them, but they learned about me because I was on a stage or I was on a panel and it was a one-to-many approach. And then once we established a connection, a relationship after, then, the funnel was open for us to exchange opportunities and share things that were going on that didn't yet come out publicly. So this could be anything. This could be an introduction, an interview, an upcoming, another opportunity to speak, whatever that might be. I've even been given, side emails, in the past where someone was like, you know what, there's a great event happening tonight, totally last minute and it's by invitation only, but I happen to know the organizer and I can get you on the list. And so, just join me tonight. And those opportunities, which were completely unplanned when I was working in financial services, were actually, really, really instrumental to me, not just making more contacts, but also, making inroads with other, opportunities and organizations where I could speak or just share my expertise. So learning about those not yet published opportunities is another benefit. Also, speaking demonstrates your value. It really demonstrates your value and gets your name out there even further, making you memorable. Now, speaking is just one way to multiply your impact, multiply your value, so others can leverage what you know. Now, what do I mean by that when I say leverage? Well, you have some systems, you have some best practices that you do. You have ways of doing the things that you do. You understand processes and you understand how to get to the results based on your experience. This is your framework. These are the things you want to talk about if you are invited for even 5 minutes to speak or, 20 minutes to speak. There are things that you can share where it doesn't necessarily have to be one-to-one, but again, one-to-many. And this can be through simple presentations. Now, when we work together in coaching, We do more than just highlight what you do on a piece of paper or on a LinkedIn profile. A piece of paper meaning your CV or your resume. The LinkedIn profile is absolutely key. Having a sales sheet such as a resume, a CV, a marketing page, of course, those are all necessary. However, the work goes deeper than that. We substantiate you as a subject matter expert to hundreds of listeners, potentially hundreds of listeners at the same time. Now, I want you to just let this all soak in, because I know that there are so many workplace professionals and even small business owners that aren't necessarily ready to speak on a stage or join a panel. So let me just whittle this down for you. I like to start big and then I'll go down at whatever level you want me to go. You know, the big picture is to get you in front of, you know, a lot of people. And again, I was doing this, you know, personally, my own backstory, when I was working in financial services. And this was way before I even had an inkling of leaving and pivoting, you know, into training and coaching and going, you know, out on my own. This was when I was inside, Wall Street. I didn't, you know, necessarily always seek things out. A lot of times people seeked me out, but I did have to put myself forward, you know, and always ask for the yes. And when people asked me, would you be interested in representing our software or representing our company because you've used it as a client or a customer, and just speaking on what your benefits were and what your experience was, I never said no. I just kind of said yes and went with that. And through that, speaking opportunities started to blossom to the point where I didn't necessarily need to worry or wonder if I was going to get exposure. People were looking for me. Now, there's also a compliance aspect to this, right? So you might say to yourself, well, I don't know if my company or my agency or my hospital or my medical, organization, whatever, you know, wherever you are, I don't know if they're going to be so happy with me doing this. I can tell you, if you're representing the organization, but you're establishing and presenting yourself as yourself, you know, with your own personal brand, there's absolutely no conflict. Do you need to let them know that you're doing speaking? Absolutely. And we talk about ways in which to do that. I have scripts and dialogue on how to get around that. But, you know, before you start telling me all the buts, you know, that's the first thing we always think about. You know, in the coaching that we do establish ways in which you can just sort of move those walls and take a no-nonsense approach to considering this. So again, we talked about bigger venues, you know, speaking on a stage, that might be big bang for you, and I get it. But let's talk about other areas like private, intimate business gatherings or business dinners, right? These are small in quantity, but high quality connections and opportunities, which are made with a high touch factor. What do I mean by high touch factor? I mean where people are able to actually physically touch you. You know, like you're in the room with them. They can feel you. You are memorable. They see your face. Versus where they may be reading you in an email, versus where they may be listening to you on a conference call or seeing your, you know, photo online, like a business platform and LinkedIn. So this is these are, you know, small, intimate, these can be small, intimate gatherings, but high quality connections. And the beauty of this is you don't have to necessarily work so hard going to networking events where you likely will only meet in person five people that may or may not be a quality connection, with 20 business cards in your pocket with people you have not met, but just felt the liberty to give you their business card. You know, this is, maximizing and really marketing your message through speaking, unpacking your signature speech, your expertise, and getting you out there in a one-to-many venue, small or big, is really one of the core components of the Gutsy Leadership System, which ultimately is building your professional pipeline before you need it. And if you could just write that down, I am building my professional pipeline before I need it. And I don't care if you're the quietest one in the room, that shy, introverted, Most of our village here would consider themselves extroverted introverts, including myself. I was always more of the quiet, mindful leader in Wall Street, soft, but with a direct approach and spoke when I needed to. You know, this works for everybody, whether you're, you know, if you consider yourself quiet, you know, more mindful, not necessarily the bull in the china shop. It especially works for people like us. Why? Why does it work for people like that? Because people like that observe. People like that are also very self-aware. And when you're self-aware, you're also sensitive. You're sensitive to not just how you are perceived in that room, but you're also going to have a radar for others in that room that might not be or feel included. And so, you know, you are likely the one that will go over to someone and include them or invite them to a circle or a conversation where they're not necessarily part of off the bat. And so that's who you are. And that's why this type of work is so well fitted for your way of being and your personality. And we all have our own personal charisma, right? You bring that charm to the table. That's the soft skills. That's one of the other areas of Gutsy Leadership and the system that we coach together on. But the soft skills and building that professional pipeline is absolutely needed. So if you'd like to learn more about that and to get clear on more about speaking and just overall the Gutsy Leadership System, as always, reach out to info@inourshoes.com, info@inourshoes.com. That's inourshoes.com. I'm Marissa Santoro. Thank you. I hope you got a lot of value from today's podcast, and reach out if you have any questions, as always. All right. I'll talk to you soon. Bye now.